When it came to writing to Aurelia, Sylvia's mother, Ted was a dutiful son-in-law. He addresses her here on the pitfalls of fatherhood and literary celebrity.
It's not true that only women have children, for instance. I think the general psychological upheaval is quite as severe for the father. This was complicated, as an illness might be, by the fact that when I got back here, having left in 1957 as a complete unknown, I found myself really quite famous and was deluged by invitations to do this, give readings, do that, meet so-and-so, etc. And many doors were comfortably wide open that I had never dreamed of being able to enter, and places such as the BBC, which I'd been trying to penetrate for years, suddenly received me as a guest of honour. Naturally, I wanted to take advantage of some of this, telling myself that there was a real advantage there to be taken. And so, besides the profound inner revolution caused by Frieda's arrival, I had to manage also the profound inner revolution of becoming something of a public figure. The first of these revolutions was natural and welcome and good in every way. The second was unnatural, cruelly against myself. And I think it cost me a great deal more in the way of energy. To enter literary life is, in fact, to enter a small, windowless cell, empty, under a stunning spotlight, and left to your own devices in the knowledge that millions of invisible eyes are watching through the walls.